Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to the shift. With Dez and Katie, two generations, 2 points of view, coming at you. It's the shift. Stand by.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the shift.
Welcome back.
Dez and Katie here. And you know what I realized, Katie? We haven't even, we didn't really plot out the episode just there. I was like, I was kind of so keen to start that I realized I know that we know the general topic we're going to talk about, but
yeah,
we didn't even map out like a game plan. Jeez, no. I hope we're gonna be all right.
Dun dun dun.
How are you getting on?
I'm good. I'm a little tired. Just finding it hard to sleep. But I also have really bad allergies. And oh
yes,
and so I
me
got
too.
I got like a tiny little like they cut me open just a little, and so I had to get stitches. But it doesn't hurt, but because the allergies, every time I sneeze, it hurts. So I'm like, motherfucker.
Katie, poor Katie. There's always an ailment.
I know. Isn't it great? I always have something to complain about.
This should be called the sick.
No, it's the making me better. My dad was like...
No, but I honestly identify with the allergies. You know, I don't know why, but I never really suffered from allergies in Ireland, but I always get them bad and...
I never had them in Ireland. It was only until I moved here. So,
fucking American hay fever, man.
Highly pollinated city.
Yeah. So what were you saying about your dad?
Oh, I can't remember. It slipped my mind. But anyway, I'm sure it was hilarious.
Something to do with your
health. Oh, he was just laughing that they would even do the little operation here with the coronavirus and stuff. And I was like, yeah, well, they're not going to let me like let it grow into cancer and let me die.
So it's all good. What was it again? Was it a skin growth?
Yeah. It was like they tested it and it was like, they were like, I don't know. I don't really understand, to be honest. They were just like, we have to cut it out. And I was like, cool, go ahead. I have health insurance.
I really regret not rising up. You know, normally I rise up my computer to my eye level, and I didn't do it today, and I already have a crink in my neck.
I don't know. Normally I do as well, but I was trying like a new way.
I know. So how are you getting on? How's blurry? Did blurry continue?
Yeah. We haven't actually sexted again though.
Oh, you haven't sexted?
No, not again since. But yeah, we still talk.
But didn't you sneakily go on like a social distance walk?
We did. Why are you ratting me out?
Well, because it's kind of all right now. It's fine now.
We stayed 6 feet away.
Yeah, that's fine. You went on a fucking 2 meter Tinder. So are you telling me, Katie, that you went on a 2 meter Tinder and you never actually had a weak moment?
Yeah, no, we just...
I'm not trying to get you in trouble. I'm just shocked.
We just met at the park. There was like with masks on, just to see. I guess just to kind of see what each other.
Courting like the turn of the century, 1900.
Yeah. We didn't touch.
A walk in the park.
Yeah. Well, you know, we didn't touch, and I'd be kind of nervous.
Tie your corset.
What? No, he didn't touch me, so he couldn't tighten.
No, I know, but I'm just laughing because it's so Victorian. Your date.
I know, yeah, it's like fine because, you know, and it was kind of nice because I cycled down and he met me halfway and yeah, we just went for a walk. It was grand.
Meet me halfway.
I would not have spoken about this on the podcast, by the way. I can't believe you're at me.
Why are you getting in trouble? It's in New York. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're dying in our droves here, but you haven't done anything wrong. In Ireland, that's wrong, but you're not breaking the law. Like.
Yeah, true. And we didn't like touch each other, so it was grand. Just kind of.
You're allowed to go for a walk.
Yeah, we are allowed to go for a walk.
We don't have a 2 meter, you know, you're not breaking the law. You know? So you haven't done anything wrong there.
Yeah, and they say once you wear your masks and your gloves and all that, you're grand.
Well, it doesn't matter. The gloves are irrelevant unless you're changing them all the time, you know?
Yeah, and I'm not coming home to, like, oh, parents or whatever. It's just me and my roommate. And she goes on social distance with her fella as well, so.
I wouldn't feel bad about it, Katie. I wouldn't have said it out loud.
I'm like, oh my God, they're going to DM me.
people in New York are dying in their droves and everybody's just not giving a fuck. So what are you going to do?
Well, no, because you still want to make sure you don't spread it because people are dying. That's like, it's still serious.
No, I know, but you're not spreading it. You're just walking in the open air.
Yeah, yeah. Like lots of people do go for walks around the park
blurry,
and stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
Plus it was better. You know, you can't be sexting with a pixelated being. You got to find out if they're real, you know?
Yeah, it was nice, like, just to see that, you know, we both, like, look like real people. Well, now, in fairness, I only saw half of his face because the mask was on the whole time, so.
Wow, Jesus Christ, this guy's still slowly revealing himself. It's like slow internet.
I know.
It's like dial-up internet. You're just slowly finding out what does he look like.
You know, it's
Jesus
so funny
Christ.
Because, like, he was taking it very seriously, so I was like, okay, grand, like, I won't, you know, take off my mask. Like, but when I walk with my roommate, like, I would take off my mask because, like, it's grand.
You guys didn't do, like, a mask kiss?
No. That'd be so embarrassing.
You didn't go mask to mask?
I would die before the coronavirus could get me.
And I felt his N95 against my lips, and a jolt of energy ran through my loins.
Oh, no, there was none of that. There was a lot of eye flirting.
He whispered in my ear, but I couldn't really hear it. His muffled sound. Somebody sent me a very funny video today about, because I was pointing out that masks are great because you can talk to yourself. Nobody really know, you know. I was kind of enjoying sort of yapping away to myself within my mask, giving out, you know. And somebody sent me a message saying, it was like a board meeting, you know, like a cartoon. It's like a board meeting, six people. And the boss was like, all right, who just called me an asshole?
Yeah,
I
don't.
You had a look on your face, like.
Oh no! I hate the masks. I hate wearing. I hate not being able to breathe. I hate baths. I hate steam, and I hate being able to, like, breathe on myself. I was like, one of the days my mask didn't smell super great, so then I was convinced I had, like, a breath problem, and I kept breathing on my roommate, asking her if my breath smelled. She was like,
When you were younger and you started drinking, did you do that, like the?
Breathe
into your hand to see if you can smell your own breath. Me too.
Oh my God.
I'm very paranoid about my breath.
So I don't like.
Did your dad used to smell your breath when you came home to see if you were drinking?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Jesus Christ.
Knew.
My mother was like the fucking guards. Like,
no, my dad just knew. I was just in trouble. He didn't need to smell my breath. Sure, I would come, like, the couple of times I've gotten caught, it's because I, like, came home and, like, fell over. so there was no. One time I tried to make a cup of tea. To prove that I was sober, and sure, I never have sugar in my tea, but I took the sugar down and I spilt it all over the floor. So I was a fucking nightmare.
That's worse. It's bad enough getting caught being drunk without looking like you're trying to fucking sniff coke as well.
Yeah.
So for our listeners, which I meant to do straight away, and of course I didn't, we were going to chat about normal people today, but I am very conscious of the fact that Ireland is. Do you know what episode Ireland's up to officially?
Yeah, so they're going to be on episode 5 tomorrow night.
Only 5?
Yeah, so I went through, like, lads, I took this very seriously, so I wouldn't do any spoilers, but I just went through the episodes again to make sure to see what they've already seen. So,
all right, keep chatting away there, Katie, for a sec, because I need to raise my computer because I'm 44. My neck is hurting from this.
Sure, thing. No problem.
Keep yapping away there because I'm not stopping. We're not editing, so keep chatting away.
Okay. So you guys are on episode 5. It's a great episode. I binged the whole thing on Hulu. So I didn't realize you didn't have Hulu in Ireland. Me and my roommate watched it Friday night. We started at 12 a.m. and we were up until, I think, like 7 a.m. Yeah, you guys are going to love the next episodes. So I'm not going to ruin it, but it's just the best. It's the best. And my stepmom sent me the book, so I'm going to read the book as well. And then my roommate's going to read it. Sure, I'm having great chats here without you. I was just telling them they're going to love. I was telling them that me and my roommate binged the whole thing on Hulu in one night. Sure, we were up way past the sun coming up. So we were, like, really relating hard. I loved it. Oh, God.
To our viewers,
I should have done that too.
Slightly angled, but I just...
I'm so much happier. Jeez, I didn't have that mic in my hand. I'm so much happier.
Good.
Okay, well.
So they're on...
They're on episode four.
No, five.
Five.
Because it's double
five
episodes.
And six.
So the last
tonight.
Episode... Five is... tomorrow night, Tuesday. The last episode they would have watched is him going to Trinity.
The last episode they saw was him going to Trinity?
Yeah, that was episode four, right?
I think they're a little further than that.
Are you sure now? I went on to Hulu earlier and checked what
and,
the
and that was
the,
that was that episode?
Yeah, but just you double check and see in Ireland. I text my dad as well and he said episode five is what they're going to be watching.
No, I know. I thought that was a later.
Because if I'm right, the first episode is the kind of slow, like, oh... her getting to say she likes him. The second episode is them having sex. Yeah. The third.
Well, we'll go with that because, you know, I don't want to waste too much time Googling. Yeah, but anyway, here's what I was thinking. So that our listeners, well, first of all, we're going to chat to episode six, Katie, and I'll tell you why, because we're going to leave five and six issues till the end of that pod, because then we can tell people to turn it off and listen after Tuesday.
Okay, great.
Right?
Oh, that's brilliant.
But then secondly, I also want to like try to avoid spoilers still to a certain degree, because I only really want to talk about the issues that sort of come out of it rather than just like sort of going on the play-by-play of the episode. So really, let's just talk about how it made us feel. Now, I'm not saying to totally avoid spoilers because, you know, it would be impossible to have a conversation. But at the same time, we try to avoid it too much just in case some people listen anyway. And then, you know, we don't want to give away too much of the drama of the thing. But I do think it's worth talking about because, well, there was a controversy. Let's start with the controversy.
Okay.
You read about all that. Well, you listened to the Live Line app, right?
I listened to the Live Line app, yeah, this morning while I was folding my laundry. I felt like a real Irish housewife.
Well, tell me about it, because I actually didn't. I didn't listen to the Live Line app. I mean, I saw all the Twitter stuff about it, but I didn't listen to it.
So basically, you know, people were getting on and they were bringing up fucking Catholicism and moral issues, and some guy was rambling on about how you really should be having sex before marriage. So I was finding it hard now to stay tuned in when he was talking.
Yeah, but that's just nonsense. I mean, it's almost not worth talking about.
Exactly.
That's just foolish, you know.
Yeah.
It's like those people are out of touch, and you know, whatever. I'm not saying they're wrong, but their opinions aren't really relevant to our lives because we're just past that.
No, know? Completely. And like, you know, yeah, I mean, he was just, it was just too much. But there was one guy on and he spoke about watching it with his daughter and how he really liked how the subject of sex is brought up. And he thought he was really happy his daughter was watching it to see, like, you know, because they obviously dealt with like consent quite well. And I thought that was really nice. I thought that was a nice... father being
yeah
like, well,
yeah can... but you know like the bishop now is calling for normal people to be cancelled. You saw that, right?
Yeah, I saw that. But sure, he also said, what did he say? He said, I'm not saying coronavirus was caused, no, or something. I'm not saying coronavirus was caused by these outrage shows, but I am telling people to read the Bible. Some quote like that, basically, where he was saying
it's and silly anyway.
And he's like, no, nobody wants to see a naked man. I'm gonna speak for yourself. I was delighted to see him naked, but anyway.
I know, but in fairness, I thought some of the Live Line stuff was that you know, you shouldn't be seeing portraying 17-year-olds having sex.
Yeah, yeah, they talked about that as well. They felt like a couple of people felt like they were like children, which again, I don't think. I think 17-year-olds, most people are having their first time at 17.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing. I was thinking like, so what do you just you want to just pretend that that's not happening? Is that yeah. like because that's what I want to know. Like, what's your problem with 17-year-olds having sex? Like, it happens. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal. I mean, I know you think it's not right, which is totally fine. You're from a different generation. A lot of that is generational, which so I'm not dismissing that you don't think it's right, which is totally fine. But the problem is that it's happening.
Yeah.
So to not, if you want it to not be portrayed, in other words, you want to pretend that these things aren't happening, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's, yeah. I find that quite frustrating to listen to. I also think as well, because it's like, firstly, there's the consent.
Let's face it, best fucking virginity loss ever.
I know, but not even just that. The fact that he goes, oh, and you can change your mind at any stage, and I have a condom. I wish my fucking, the first time I had sex, I was 15 going on 16, and the guy goes, if you don't have sex with me, you probably don't love me. And I was like, okay, and we didn't use a fucking condom. So
yeah, but you know, if you were writing it, it would be a lot more like, normal people.
If I were
normal
right.
people's not, it's not real. Just so you know.
So, I know. So they're,
it's a,
so
it's
they're
a
like,
fantasy. It's a fantasy virginity loss. Let's just establish that.
I know. That's what's so frustrating.
There's consent, there's condoms. It's a fantasy.
But that's what's so frustrating. They're like, oh, this is so gross. This is so disgusting. I'm like, this is the no, it's what happens in real life is usually in a field and they forget condoms or they don't even, they're like, oh, it's grand. I'll just pull it. Like the reality is way worse. Actually, like what they, if I had a 17-year-old daughter, I'd be like, go watch Normal People. Like, that's the way sex should be. I'd be fucking delighted.
Well, I mean, I really enjoy, I mean, I have a lot of, I've a lot of love and hate for certain parts of Normal People, but I did think it was funny that she's like, I've never kissed anyone before, and now I'm gonna kiss you like a fucking pro. Yeah,
like, I know.
Like
she's...
their first kisses are just like straight out of a fucking Danielle Steele novel. Like, where was I wanted to see where was the fucking teeth knocking off each other and fucking tongues, you know, like tongues jamming in and out. And
the washing
slobbering.
Machine. Yeah,
yeah. There was
the
like
drool.
I mean, don't. It was fine, you know, because it's a TV show, so you want it to. Be hot and interesting, yeah. But it was quite funny how good they were at the intimacy pretty quickly.
Yeah, because they're just meant to be, okay, Des?
I get it. Yeah,
they
I
are
get
two.
It. I mean, listen,
peas
normal
from a
people.
Pot.
Normal people is not made for me. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I am not the target market. The 44-year-old dude is not the target market of normal people. But I did. Yeah. I did think it was funny, and I loved all the consent stuff. And but I did think that the virginity was like, she's like, yeah, it hurts a bit, but like, other than that, it was pretty fucking enjoyable from the get go, you know?
Yeah, no, they seemed like they were having a great time. I took me years before I even got to even a second of what they were experiencing. So,
Are you like in love? Are you in love now with Paul Mescal?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. He's gorgeous, gorgeous
kinda
man.
Like like a perfect Irish man.
I know. I was like watching.
But is it Paul Mescal or is it Connell? Is it Connell or is it Paul Mescal that's perfect?
Well, I guess Connell's not really perfect. He's a bit. He can't really articulate his feelings. But
Can he not really? I mean, Jesus Christ!
Did you notice that? Did you notice that?
No, I'm joking, but it's just like he. You know, I got a lot of problems with certain aspects of this whole. Like, oh yeah, they have difficulty fucking articulating their feelings. Yes, sometimes, and other times they're like incredibly fucking emotionally intelligent.
Yeah.
But no, but I feel like. I feel like there's elements of him being like a fantasy flawed man. Like he's flawed, but in a kind of a perfect way. You know?
Oh, yeah. No, he's great. I love him. It was made me be like, oh, I texted one of my friends afterwards and I was like, oh, I wish there was a Irish dating in New York, Irish people Tinder.
No. Do you want a lot of one word answers in your relationship?
Yeah, sure, it's grand.
Yeah,
it's
sorry.
Grand.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, not really. No, yeah. I don't really know how I feel about that. Really? There's a lot of that. You know? My brother read the book. You know, I was telling my brother about it. So he went and read the book. And he said it's the same in the book. You know, there's a lot of like, yeah, no, yeah. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not fucking comfortable with Sarah Green being the mother of a 17-year-old. Fucking hell.
Oh, she's Paul's mum. Yeah, she was fantastic in it. That's another fucking great relationship that they
She's
show.
Younger than me, man.
Why, how old is she?
I don't know, but I know her. She's fucking younger than me. She was fucking 16 fucking singing at a gig I did in Cork.
Wow.
You know, I started comedy when I was 21. I mean, she's 7 years younger than me, I'd say.
Oh, she was, I loved her. I thought she was great.
She was good in it, yeah. But she's a fantasy mom. No fucking mom is taking the girl's side like she did in that scenario. Not as hard as she did.
I thought that was great to show though because he was
it's great to show, but it's fucking but like no mom is fucking
really
no nah.
Hmm.
With the girl? You kidding me?
Yeah, if my son did that and I would want to make sure that he grew up with right morals. So I'd probably be like, I'm not taking your side on this. So I'd imagine. There's been things that my dad hasn't taken my side on with me, and it's been
like what.
I don't know. I can't think right now, but like, he's definitely told me when I've been wrong a lot.
No, I know. Yeah. No, just like her involvement with her on it was very strange.
Yeah. I guess as well, because she's meant to be a younger mom. She's like, I don't know. And it's just the two of them. So they're more like friends. I thought the whole single parent thing was portrayed good with them. But anyway.
Where's the dad?
I don't know. They never say.
Yeah. They never say in the book either.
No.
apparently. It's interesting, like, never comes up despite all the fucking, all the emotional confusion and analysis that they do, and they never get into that.
Yeah.
She gets into it with him, like, she tells him about her abusive dad, but he never tells her. It's just interesting.
It is interesting. I just never thought of it now that you're saying it. It never even occurred to me to question where the dad was.
I mean, it
was.
Feels like an oversight to me, but like, it's, you know, it can also be that he just doesn't explore that, you know?
Yeah.
Where's the fucking dad? I mean, I assume the dad's on the missing list, you know? But it's not, they don't get into it, you know?
Yeah, you're right. It's surprising that they didn't just even say like, yeah, anyway. Yeah, never even occurred to me. I was too caught up in her shit.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the whole thing. You get caught up in their relationship. But I actually was 50-50. Like, sometimes I was so into it, and other times I had to turn it off a couple of times because it was just like, nobody's this stupid to not like ask the next question. But I don't know if my first level of frustration is within the confines of when we can if we can talk about it.
Yeah, no, I don't think we can, but we can talk about that. I know what episode you're talking about. That's a little further on.
There's a few. Well, actually. Let's talk about the fuck. Like,
you could talk about the high school, because the high school
the
thing.
Debs, yeah, the Debs thing was weird though.
It was weird, and then he's trying to. But look, that does show like how in secondary school, you know, you're trying to like you care what your peers think a lot, and like your popularity is more important than. Like, he shouldn't give a fuck. But every 17-year-old gives a fuck.
I just thought it was weird that they were so close, and yet he wouldn't. Just decide to not go to the Debs rather than like if he was just so fucked up about people knowing that he's with her, which to be honest, I like one of my big problems with normal people because I love it, but one of my biggest problems is like Connell's character. It just doesn't add up that he would give a fuck that much about that particular thing. You know, like I just want to see what's so bad about her that he needs to keep that a secret.
But he has anxiety. He kind of shows that even though his character is very relaxed and chill guy, that's just a front. Because he has like, remember he goes into the bathroom, he starts to have an anxiety attack. He just has an anxiety.
Yeah, he has anxiety. But like as if completely fucking ignoring the girl you've been banging the whole time wouldn't give you anxiety.
Yeah, but if all your friends are like, she's like the butt of their joke. And you don't want to seem, he just wasn't brave enough. But like, it's weird because he defended her actually.
He defends her before he fucking adds. Right. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't add up. Sense. That's the whole Jesus point. There's so much shit like that that drove me insane. It's like, so he can, he's already got to the sticking up for her part. I would have thought worst case scenario, he would just be like, you know what? I'm not going to the Debs. But
yeah,
instead,
he brings her,
but then he brings her and he doesn't say to Marianne, like, listen, I'm only doing this because, you know, like, it just doesn't add up. But then on the flip side, it doesn't add up that he would realize the error of his ways, leave her this fucking super emotional message, and then she would just like not talk to the guy. And by the time they get to the next time they see each other, they're hardly connected. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard you with what's her face. Like, what?
But I think
like that much fucking connection to nothing.
Yeah, but if she just cut him out, if she was just like, fuck it,
yeah,
I can't go through
fucking,
anymore. Yeah.
She did just cut him out. But like he left this fucking humongous message.
Yeah, but so have people I've dated and I've cut them out. Do you know what I mean?
Like the connection that they have, a connection that
well,
drives an entire novel
time.
And fucking 10 episodes of drama.
you know, so I don't
like that
I think,
intense relationship.
I think it's kind of like a modern day.
Cut them out, and they're call. Have they called you crying?
Yeah,
saying
yeah.
That they love you, and they fucked up.
Not that intense, but I feel like I've had like yes, actually, I did date a guy. It was really intense. We weren't together that long, but he like turned up outside my house and stuff, crying, and I just because he was like a raging alcoholic and he was spending all of my money. But I had to cut him out. But it was like really hard. I remember I was like pretty cut up about it for a while. But just to treat myself better. So she said the same. She said she felt embarrassed by the way he was. Treating her so she
oh, it was horrible it was horrible
yeah so she just
did.
Had to like cut it out and move on because she realized she didn't want to be treated that way anymore. So even if he's calling crying, it's too fucking late. I would have been the same. I would have been like, fuck, like, because you just think at that stage you don't want to be vulnerable a bit. You don't want to keep getting vulnerable, keep getting hurt.
But she only got hurt once.
Well, but she was hurt really bad. And she wasn't just hurt once. He didn't stick up for her with the friends. Then he just keeps fucking her and he doesn't make it serious with her. And then he didn't bring her to the Debs. So it's like...
Yeah, not bringing her to the Debs is horrific. Yeah.
Yeah, and not sticking up for her with the friend as well, as he's calling her like the flat-chested thing. Awful.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Also, but as well in the... This is like a sidetrack, but in the Liveline... Is that what it's called? Liveline? A podcast listener sent me that, by the way. I forget who it was, but thank you. They were comparing it to like porn. That's why a lot of people are like, oh, it's like having porn on the TV. It's not like porn at all. How are
they? Well, it's pretty close to porn.
Yeah, but porn is more like, you know, I feel like it's more like it's not like, this is more like art. I feel like that was more like art.
No, I know, but I mean, it's still pretty sexual. I mean, I've no problem with that. I have no problem with porn being on the TV either, really.
Oh, really?
But I mean, like, they're really well done. The sex scenes are really well done.
Yeah, I thought it was more beautiful than like something I would like go masturbate to. Well, maybe.
Yeah, that's just a personal judgment on your behalf. Right. It doesn't really matter. Like, it doesn't matter. The point is that they're uncomfortable with sex being on the TV, which is just, it's just odd, really, because it's a thing that happens all the time.
Yeah,
they don't have a problem with violence being on the TV.
Exactly. And like, especially when she says to him, when she's upset with him and she goes, I would have let you do anything to me. But I think shows that, like, you know, because some girls would be like, oh, if he likes it, I'll let him choke me even if they're not into it. Especially some younger women now. And they're just, so that was, they were like bringing up that point in it as well. I just think I'd be like, kids, watch this. This is how you have sex instead of them watching porn.
Yeah. I mean, I think the sex stuff is dealt with really well.
Yeah.
I mean, they deal with consent really well. They don't, you know, it's even though it's, they're too good for the amount of experience, well, certainly that she has, it's still like done in a very realistic way. It's still like, they still take their time taking off their clothes. You know, it feels real, you know, it feels like sex should feel if it's being shown on camera, you know? So I think they did a fantastic job with that personally.
Yeah, they remind me a lot of Outlander, but I guess maybe people weren't enraged about Outlander because it was older people. Is that why? I guess a lot of them were like...
It's not on RTE. That's...
Oh, isn't that? Oh.
I would assume so.
I thought it was, but I know.
Not to mention, it's not Irish and it's like a different time. You know, this is very close to the bone for Irish people, I think.
Yeah, true.
You know, but by the way, just can I say that their performances are fucking phenomenal.
Oh my God, they're amazing.
Yeah, two really, really good. I mean, you know, like, I just feel like and it doesn't matter, but yeah, their performances are incredible.
They are. They're unbelievable. Like him crying outside when he's calling her is just like, because you can relate to when you're younger and you make a, you know, you have that first feeling of real regret. It's just like, oh God. And he's just like bawling his eyes out.
I mean, you know what my problem was really? Like, I guess what I was saying to you before is that like, I just wasn't buying it. I just wasn't buying that he would do that.
That he would cry like that?
No, not that. I thought that scene was great.
Yeah.
It was finally back to...
Oh, that he wouldn't have brought her to the Debs. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It just doesn't add up to me, you know?
Yeah.
But it's fine. I mean, he has a journey. I mean, his journey is kind of a slightly more positive journey than her journey throughout the series, really.
Yeah.
He almost kind of consistently grows, where she fucking, she's all over the gaff, you know?
Yeah, she is.
Without giving away anything.
She is.
Yeah, I said it to my friend. I said it to an actor friend of mine. I was like, I think you should watch Normal People. It's really good. And it's like, it'll piss you off, but it's interesting, you know? And he said, I turned it off after one episode. There's no way a girl that fucking hot would be that ostracized.
Yeah. Well, that's what my roommate was saying as well. It is true. She's nearly too gorgeous for how...
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
But I guess because she's like weird or whatever. But like, yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Even the smart girls, once they're hot, they don't... Yeah.
Yeah, there were certain aspects of that were annoying. But it didn't bother me. It didn't bother me that much. Just their inability to communicate sometimes drove me nuts, because it just didn't seem to add up to their intellect, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's like Pride and Prejudice.
I hate all those fucking... I'm not a big fan of the period dramas with the Little Women, all that. You probably love Little Women too.
I haven't seen it, but I'll watch it. I've seen Pride and Prejudice like 50 times.
It's definitely more. I feel like a lot of this stuff is more geared towards, like I do feel like women really like to get sucked into these romantic dramas.
I do anyway.
Yeah, I'm like a little too cynical with it sometimes. But in saying that, I was quite sucked into this, but I was just more sucked into them. You know, their relationship actually annoyed me more than entertained me, but their characters I found fascinating, the fact that it was in Ireland. But do you remember your first love like that?
Yeah.
Was it like that?
No, well, it was like heightened emotions, you know. It wasn't like, I don't think it was, no, I don't know, because we wouldn't be together today, you know. We were only together because I was...
No, I don't mean the whole thing. I'm actually talking about, like, if you could isolate those first couple of apps and don't think of it in terms of, like, their complicated relationship, but just in terms of
I remember when you have that first feeling of maybe experiencing what you think is love. I'm not even sure really now to this day if I've ever been in love. But, like, especially when you're younger, everything seems more dramatic and, like, heightened, and you're, like, the center of the universe or whatever. But, yeah. Do you?
Yeah, I had a few, man.
Yeah.
I mean, my first love, like, was Emily Boodle, but we were young. I was 13. We stayed together for a year, but we broke up because I came to Ireland. But that was love, but we were quite young. It's not the same as, like, what they had. And then I had some good girlfriends, like, throughout secondary school, but I remember I had this one, like, infatuation. I think I might have mentioned it before, but I met her at the National Youth Parliament in 1994. And we made love the night Kurt Cobain died. I think I told you that before, right?
It sounds familiar, but I'm not sure if you said it on the podcast.
The night Kurt Cobain killed himself, I made love with this lady. And it was heading up towards my leaving cert. And we were infatuated, but it was a long distance thing. She lived somewhere else. But there was just this small period of time where, like, you know, and, you know, of course, back then there was no cell phones, no texting. So I used to have to... So I was in Black Rock College. So I was in boarding school, obviously. And coming up towards the leaving cert, you could say that you studied better in your room, right? Which was fucking bullshit. Some guys just wanted to be in their room, so they weren't fucking supervised, right?
Yeah.
So I said, oh, I study, by the way, rather than study hall, you know, we had study hall.
Yeah.
So I was like, I study better in my room. But the only reason was, because then she could call me, because there was only one payphone in the whole fucking dorm.
Yeah.
Right? So there's one payphone in the dorm, and then we would arrange that she would call me at whatever, like 8:30, and I would fucking wait to hear the ring, and then boom, I'd run down the stairs, and I talked to her for like 20 minutes when we were supposed to be studying. And then her sister was in UCD, so she came once, and we were able to meet up in her sister's dorm room. We had sex for the second time.
And, in her sister's dorm room?
Yeah, sister's dorm room. She was very sexual for her age. Like, she was, I think, actually, like, more experienced than I was. And then the third time we hung out, I brought her to, like, this formal, Black Rock formal thing. And at that time, that was so passionate. But, of course, then, like normal people, I had to go. I went back to New York for the summer. You know, I did the leave. In fact, actually, sorry, four times we hung out, because... The fourth time I went to visit her in the city that she was from, right before I went back to New York, and Ray Houghton scored a goal. Ireland beat Italy 1-0 in the opening rounds of the World Cup, USA 94. I watched that with her in a club in this city. That was the last time I actually stayed in her house.
Aww.
Yeah, I was 18. She was she was a year younger than me. I can still remember her phone number. I'm not going to say it out loud. You remember phone numbers from that time in your life because you had to memorize them. Yeah, but that was very passionate. But then I went to New York and it didn't last. It didn't make it through the summer.
Yeah.
Her parents were not very happy, actually, that she was so involved with somebody at that age.
Yeah, of course.
They were worried they were worried her education would suffer.
Oh, because she still had to do her leaving cert.
I think she was a year behind me. So... I think she was heading into the leaving year that year, I think. Anyway,
Well, so there's a good point of like when people are saying on the fucking Joe Live or whatever it's called, that they're like, oh, this isn't realistic. Like people in school uniforms aren't having sex. And sure they were 20 years ago.
That's a joke. Yeah.
Yeah, for fuck's sake. I can tell you when I lost.
20 years ago. 26
years ago. Sorry. That'd be nice. I was just rounding it down.
It was 1994, yo.
Yeah, I know. I was
Ray Houghton stuck it in the back of the fucking net against the fucking Italians.
Yeah, well, that means nothing to me. But I will tell you, when I lost my virginity, a few of my friends lost their virginity the same night at that house party, and we were all 15, 16. So if they don't think it's happening now, it was fucking happening 15 years ago. So
no, she definitely wasn't a virgin. But that was good. We had good fun. But then my first proper adult love, even though I was still quite young, was with my first serious girlfriend in college.
Yeah.
2.5 years we were together. And that breakup was no matter how bad I had a worse breakup. My breakup of my engagement was definitely worse, but that breakup with her, nothing ever hurt like that breakup. Cause like we talked about before, it's the first one's the fucking worst.
Yeah. No, that's awful. I thought you froze for a second, but you were just really still.
I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking about Marianne. Like, I was just thinking about, like, the void that's left when that much passion is taken away from you. It's very hard to resist.
It's grief, because you're grief.
It would be very hard to resist not making a comment after that message.
Oh, when she sends the when he sends the voicemail?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've definitely resisted it. So, because I had like this fucking passionate, fiery love thing here in New York. And when he was trying to get back with me, and it was just a disaster. But like, I mean, he turned up outside the house and he left voicemails that he called and then he emailed. And it just had to be like, but then again, I was a few years older than her. Would I have had that strength?
17 years old?
Yeah, no. So I don't think it's 17. Yeah, it's 17. It usually goes on for ages before you. Yeah, that's.
But I loved all that. I loved when they were together. I just never understood the. I just never understood the total. The need to keep it a secret, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, but by the way, he also just seemed to be so. Didn't give a shit about those people that much, but yet it was so important to him. It just didn't add up for me, but it was totally fine, you know. Adolescence is, I'm too far removed from adolescence to have completely got lost in that. Yeah, just the whole time I was just like, really?
Well, the first guy I ever had like a long-term relationship, people still to this day will say, like, my friend lives in Australia and she was talking about me, and then they were all from the same town, and they go, oh, wasn't she dating? And they name his name in like a, I'm better looking than him, and he's not the best looking, but like, anyway, but people would say it like and that's 15 years later, they still talk about the fact that I dated this guy, which is insane. But that just shows in for regards to the small town, people in your business judging you. Now, obviously, I didn't give a fuck. I still dated him because I was like 15. And
I know, but
17.
He seemed to be like the king of that group.
Yeah. Well, but then he had like a secret little anxiety attack. So I think it was just all a front. That's the way I read it.
Yeah, I know. It's all grand. But I think it's clear as day. I wasn't really buying that whole part. But, you know, that's totally fine. It didn't take away from my enjoyment. But when I say it didn't take away from my enjoyment, part of my enjoyment was kind of shouting at the TV, being like, oh, fuck off. Honestly, half the time I was loving it, and half the time I was like, will you ever fuck off?
Yeah, I know. It was. And if there's a further thing I won't say now that did frustrate me, but also I can just, I just think it does show, people being bad at communicating. But like you said, they were pretty emotionally intelligent at some parts. So way more than I would have been at fucking 17. And the way she asks as well to have sex and to take the clothes off and stuff, I never would have done that. So I was like, fair play.
Yeah, she was very forward. But I was buying that in a way because I felt like it made sense to me that she probably would have had her own little internal monologue about what she wanted. I would think, just from the amount of reading that she'd done and, you know, just like, you know, her own... oddly enough, she had a lot of issues, but she did have like a weird confidence about herself in that like she really couldn't give a fuck about all these people. So it didn't surprise me that she was kind of aware of what she wanted. Like I would have had no doubt that she was probably flicking away at herself now the whole time.
Yeah, absolutely.
She would have had the confidence to sort of know that she was into shit. You know?
Yeah, she probably read the Outlander series.
yeah, exactly. So funnily enough, I was buying that.
Yeah, I thought it was good to project, because then, like, even on the live line, when the religious man was like, and it's going to portray, like, young women are going to get taken advantage of, and that, and then this other woman was like, but what are you talking about? She was the one who said, I want to have sex, let's have sex, and he's like, yeah, okay, let's wait, and he was the one, like, with the consent.
Yes.
So that's a really good thing for to kind of, because the stereotype is, the old stereotype is that, like, women are tricked into it or whatever, so, and sometimes that's very true, but it was nice to be like, they really couldn't argue that because she was like, yeah, I want this.
Well, the whole thing, it's a little fantastic, you know, like it is a like I did keep thinking, like, this is clearly a man written by a woman, and it was a good man, he's a good male character, it's not a criticism, but like, I know for the majority of characters on screen, like, well, certainly in the history of cinema and television, I think 90% of female characters are written by men, or I mean, in recent years, obviously it's been better, but traditionally there's just been a lot of female characters written by men. So I really feel like this is the first time in my life where I was like, this is clearly a man written by a woman. Now, it wasn't bad, but it was just like, so like, I felt like so often it was like, this is what a woman wants.
Yeah, because he's like brooding. He doesn't say a lot, but he like does the right thing in the end. Not when he's 17, but like, in the, you know, there's like little things where he has like very gentleman sort of, yeah. And then showing the raw emotion. Oh, yeah. He's great.
Where's the brother character out in the first four episodes? Is he present at all?
He's introduced, and he's like,
he's just a
weird
bit of an asshole.
Yeah, he kind of interrupts with the mum when the mum is kind of bonding with her for a second when they're talking about going to college, and he interrupts, but he's a complete prick.
Oh. Yeah. I wasn't buying him either, by the way.
It didn't explain why he was like that. You know, it kind of, and also,
well, they insinuate something's going on with the dad, you know.
Yeah, and then the mother, but I hated the mother as well. But then what's good about that is it shows these kind of dysfunctional, you know, everybody just thinks families are normal, and shows dysfunctional. I related. It's like dysfunctional,
yeah,
families.
I mean, I thought most of the other characters were underdeveloped, to be honest, but that doesn't matter because it's really just about them.
Yeah, and the book might get into it a bit more, does it? Did your friend say?
Well, my brother said, that's it. My brother said the same, actually.
Oh, okay.
But I did think that Sarah Green did a great job as the mom. I think that that was done pretty well. I thought she was actually pretty well developed. You know, she was good, like, as the mother.
I thought she was great. Yeah, I loved her. I thought the other mom was like,
it's too much. It's too much of a caricature for me, that character. You know, that they could have fleshed her out a bit more personally. I would have appreciated something more from that.
Yeah, like, I can, you know, I can't say anything because I would reveal it of why she's like that, but I think, yeah, she was just too, there wasn't, yeah, I would have liked to have known a bit more. She was just too rigid.
Don't they reveal when they're still in secondary school, doesn't she open up to him about what the dad was like?
Isn't that
when they're in secondary school?
You're right. Yes. Okay. Yes. So she was.
Yeah, the dad used to hit her.
Yeah, and that's why the
hit the mum.
And that's why the mum is like kind of. I just don't understand why she. Yeah, I just, it would have been like interesting to for her, but she's just like this cold bitch.
Yeah.
Especially further on when she doesn't get involved.
In the early eps, I was with her a bit more. But all in all, I would have appreciated a bit more of a. I would appreciate it. Sorry, I got distracted because I realized I didn't have this mic plugged in the whole time. But the audio should be fine anyway. All in all, I would have liked a bit more from the mom. But so you really think that you would have just shut down and not made any contact with him after that?
No, I would like to think I wouldn't. But I know that, let's say, when I've been in like very passionate things where I've been like, I can't keep getting hurt. I've cut out two people like that. But sure, I fucking thought I was in love with Boris and I had to cut him out. You know, and that was like really hard to do because we had like great passionate sex, but he was like, you know, going to kill me at some stage. But so in her eyes, she's just this guy who doesn't appreciate her. She just keeps getting hurt. She's just like, I just need to move on from this, move on from this life. Nothing's, she's like so depressed and so vulnerable that she's just going to cut everybody out.
I know, but she never asks. She never says, by the way, why do we have to keep it a secret in school?
Because she thinks she deserves to be a secret. She sees herself the way, because not only does her mother not treat her well, her, these people in, she has no friends, these people in school bully her. She has a completely like no self-esteem and a low value of herself and thinks she deserves to be treated like that. So when he really hurt her, because he's the first person she was like even a little bit vulnerable, that's probably why she closed herself off again and just like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a deep read into it.
Yeah, well, I related. Me and my roommate were both crying. We were like relating so hard to her.
To her.
Yeah, to her. Yeah, because I think, and so, and as well, I was relating as well.
I also, to be honest with you, the other thing that bothered me about all that was like, there's no fucking way he wouldn't be aware of how hurtful that was to do that.
Yeah, I hated the way he was like, no, it's fine, I'm not. Or
just
like,
so you know, I asked, denial. Like, yeah, but yeah, I just, you know, I just found it so hard to get into all that because he was just like, just so you know, what's her name, Rachel? Just so you know, I asked Rachel to the Debs. Like, as if that wasn't going to drop like a fucking bomb. Like, I'm sorry, but like, it's one thing not being able to express your emotions, but to be that oblivious to how fucked up that is, I couldn't buy that shit. It was driving me insane. I was just like, no fucking way. No way would he be doing this.
But 17-year-old men are horrible. Actually, men, men.
Yeah, but I tell you what, this is my opinion, what a 17-year-old boy would have been done. But like, listen, just so you know, I'm not into this. I'm taking fucking Rachel to the Debs.
Yeah.
Like, he was just like, I'm taking Rachel to the Debs, as if like she was going to be like, oh yeah, grand.
Yeah, that's
it,
true.
I think it was like right after they fucked.
Yeah, no, you're right. He should definitely.
Like, that's why I couldn't connect with all that, because I was like, come on, this is fucking bullshit.
Well, he was trying to have his cake and eat it. He was trying to have her still on the side and keep his reputation.
But the problem is, he's not that fucking. You know, it just did. To be honest, it didn't add up for me. That's what was annoying me.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why I couldn't get 100% lost in the series, because there was just so much good stuff going on, and then shit like that would happen. I'd be like, what? Like, I almost feel like there'd be like better. There'd be like a better betrayal. Just straight up just fucking cheat on her and get caught. Let's deal with that, because this is bullshit. Like, as if he'd fucking sit there and be like, oh, by the way, I hope you don't mind, I'm taking somebody else to the Debs, because you know the way it is.
But my impression of that wasn't that he was just saying it to her, like, not for her to freak out. Like, he knew he was doing wrong the whole time. That was my impression. He was like, because he knew he even looked kind of, wasn't there a part where he seemed a bit guilty when he was saying it, and he was like I feel like he knew he had done something bad and he was just trying to twist it his way from his perspective or whatever.
I mean, you're giving the story a lot of I mean, it's fine.
I really analyze these things.
no, I'm actually saying the opposite. I'm saying that you're allowing a lot of license to the fucking
right
script.
Yeah, I know, and you're probably more right. I'm like,
No, nobody's right, nobody's wrong. It's just, I'm just saying that I found all that very frustrating.
Yeah. Well,
and the frustration was getting in the frustration was getting in the way of my enjoyment.
Okay, yeah.
But I mean, listen, people buy it, that's fine. It just was annoying me because it just didn't seem to add up to his character. But it's all good.
It's a real arsehole move thing to do. See, that's the thing. And then he can be so kind. And then for him to get so much more mature when he goes to college, and it's only like, what, a year? It's like 3 months or something. So yeah, there is like a bit of a, I thought, because everybody was like, oh, they make them so much older in the last episode. I hadn't seen this. This is what Irish people were saying. Not the last episode, but the fourth episode. And they were like, oh, they're so much older than their 17-year-old selves. But so the whole time I'm watching it, I'm waiting for them to meet again when they're in their 40s, because they didn't look that much older to me. And then it ended and I was like, oh, they never meet when they're older. Why do people keep saying they looked older? I thought.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what annoyed me. The wankers in Trinity were so fucking annoying.
Yeah, it was very strange.
And then this, so I was chatting to a friend of mine throughout, and she just kept telling me, like, because she like, she loved it, like, so she just kept telling me, like, oh my God, just wait. And then I was like, these fucking Trinity motherfuckers drive me insane. And she was like, I know, they're only in it for a minute. And then at the end of the series, I was like, they never fucking left Trinity, asshole. They've been in Trinity the whole fucking time.
I know.
They've been in Trinity the entire time.
That guy with the shirt, this is, they've seen this episode already, but the guy with
they haven't.
They've seen the one with the fourth episode they've seen, he's in Trinity and he meets the English guy.
Okay, so sorry. Episode four is in Trinity. Okay, good.
And he has his shirt open the whole time. And he's meant to be hated, I guess, because he's like pro-Nazi speaker guy. But like, oh, I really found him really irritating with his chest hair hanging out.
No, I did know guys like him in college. I definitely knew guys like him in college. I mean, there was some of the college stuff that was frustrating me because it was too close to the bone. You know, especially that sort of like academic competitiveness and, you know, the insecurity of youth. You know, you're so desperate to, you know, like you're so unsure of who you are that you exaggerate all these aspects of yourself.
Yeah, they didn't have
the arrogance.
Yeah, the arrogance. Oh, that's exactly what I was going to say. And like the having to say like all these things to sound very intelligent.
Yes, to sound intelligent. Oh, 100%.
It's so hard. I hate when I went to art. When I worked in MoMA over here, everybody who were interns were very like that, very like saying a lot but not saying anything at all, just saying as many five syllable words as they could, and I just didn't relate to them at all, and it was all very.
I'll tell you a big generation gap thing, which I know is real. I know this is not fake. So much wine with young people.
That's so true, actually, because nobody was drinking wine when I was 15.
Yeah, but not 15, but when they're in college, they drink a lot of wine. But I know that there's a lot more wine being drunk, like because I hear people saying, like, you know, you see people on like Instagram and stuff, and it's like they're getting wine at their prink when they're pre-drinking.
You know? No, but that's definitely new because I remember when I came over here, all the Americans, my girlfriends were drinking wine, and none of my girlfriends drank wine back home, but now they all drink wine when I go back.
Yeah.
And so that's definitely, it was always like vodka, whiskey, and I don't drink that much wine. I'd have like one glass at a fancy dinner if I'm on like a date or something, but other than that, I'd be like, whiskey.
But the Trinity people were so annoying.
That's it. There's one that I don't know if they've seen this one yet, but I think they did. They think they did because I think it's in that episode where they're all sitting around drinking wine and chatting, and it just looked like they were playing at being grown ups. But they're only like fucking 20, or like not even. Yeah, they were like 18, 19. And they're like drinking wine and they're like talking about the world and how to fix it. I was like, oh, lads.
Yeah, but that was very college. I definitely was involved in some of those chats. And it's great when you're young, you fucking think you know everything. I miss it. I miss knowing that I hate knowing that I don't know everything. It was so much better when I thought I knew everything.
Yeah, I never knew anything.
Fuck. I miss the arrogance of youth.
Yeah, no, we never. I went to art college, but yeah, and we went to IADT, so it was like chiller people. Who wasn't like NCAD. So
then they meet again in college. I mean, we can revisit it. We don't have to keep chatting about it.
Yeah, but so.
But the thing is that we can't talk about the next fucking frustration, which is the fucking the next drama. So right, so we're 52 minutes in here.
I know. Yeah. Okay?
For all our listeners that haven't watched past episode four, right? But you probably. So 5 and 6 are coming up, right? How far does did you think your titty came out there?
No, my stomach just made a noise. It went.
All right. episode 5 and 6.
Titty.
How far does 6 go?
I have it up here. Let me look for you, because I have. I can't minimize it because I'm recording, so I can't look at the Hulu. Oh, can I look at the Hulu?
I don't know.
I can't. Hold on. So episode. 5 is Marion starts, or Connell and Marianne start socializing as friends in Dublin. And episode 6 is the one where they're in the pool and he puts his arm around her, that one.
All right. So it doesn't get to the, I'm going back for the summer.
Oh, is that the
I guess it doesn't. I think it must be 7 then.
I think it is that one. I think that's the very end of it. Yeah, Connell has gained confidence in college, given presentations, but the grades is no. Because then episode.
Don't worry. Anyway, we'll leave it. We'll talk about it more, and we'll do another. We'll wait till Ireland gets to the end of it, and then we'll talk about the rest of it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's I know I sound like I'm being critical here. It's probably because it's past my bedtime. It's 9 p.m. But I'm only focusing on the frustrating things because it's easier. It's actually easier to talk about because I absolutely loved it. And I found it very emotional at times. And I could really, you know, relate to both of them sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think it's good that you were focusing on the frustrating side because I just I'm in love with it, so it's good.
You were just lost in it, right?
Oh my god! Well, I just related to her really, really hard.
Really, you related to her?
Yeah, yeah.
You're fucked up, Katie, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, even in future episodes, like, and how she kind of handles what had happened, how she's just like burying what had gone on at home and stuff, and yeah, I think a lot of people who have any sort of weird family life will definitely relate to.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying, like, she probably just, yeah.
Because the college stuff so reminded me of my main relationship in my life. That those fucking Dublin wankers.
The Dublin they're just, wankers?
They're so annoying. Yeah, but there was just so many people like that in our orbit, you know?
Oh, you're talking about the Jamie character?
Just all those types.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't in
just
my
the whole Trinity thing and the wealthy Dublin people and just their...
Yeah.
The way that they are.
God, I was so far from removed from that. That's
they
so
have
funny.
Some serious parties though, don't they?
Fucking I don't hell. Know. I had no.
I was never at a party like the one with the fucking pool.
Oh yeah, yeah. I like was looking at that like I can't relate to that now at all. Like I can't relate to the rich side or whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, I knew some wealthy people, but I was never at a party like that.
Yeah, Jesus.
You know.
No, I didn't have a
car. I wasn't in a part like that when I got wealthy myself. Yeah. In Dublin. I mean, in the Hamptons maybe, but not in fucking Dublin.
Yeah. I just, it's so funny.
Sitting
I can't
around like
people...
fucking call me by your name and fucking.
Yeah. I'm sorry. If any of my friends had a pool party, one of them would have puked in the pool. Another one would have like probably
you know,
weed in the pool.
Barbecuing. They're all fucking barbecuing. They're like fucking 19, 20 years old and they're fucking barbecuing.
Yeah,
they're fucking...
no way.
It looks like something fucking straight out of like, you know, Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, yeah. But look, maybe for people who live in that area, that's how, I must ask, I don't know, I must ask my cousin, she lives in that area. Did they have parties like that? But yeah, our parties were just get fucking like hammered in someone's gaff. And like, it is called a gaff because it's like fucking falling apart. It's not like, there's no pool, there's no fancy, there was no wine.
And then Teresa, you know, the one that, the friend of Marianne's that says, oh, I'll give you his number or whatever, you know, the one that she's my fucking local waitress, in my coffee shop in Rialto.
Oh, really? She's gorgeous.
Lauren, yeah.
Fair play, Lauren.
There's loads of people pop up that you'd know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. Oh. And it's great as well. Oh, Jesus. Can I say a further ep for people who are listening? One of my
we just say we're gonna wait.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, I have to write that down as a note because there is one thing I want to say after the sex scene that I loved, but we'll save it.
Save it.
Yeah.
Oh, so let's talk about the sex scenes before we finish. Let's talk about those early sex scenes. So you were never because first of all they're not 17, but so you weren't uncomfortable with the nudity and the youth.
No, right? Not at all. No, they're actors. Like it's fucking
no, I know, I know.
Oh yeah, but this is what I mean. Like for people, I'm like, it's acting. What are you talking about? It'd be like exactly what you said about violence was the best analogy. It'd be like you going, oh, sure, we can't be showing stabbing in a slasher movie.
Well, we shouldn't be
in a slasher movie. In Scream, Scream's great.
Yeah, yeah, but like, yeah, I mean, it's still violence.
It's a fucking movie, though. Like that's the thing, you know. And it's a great movie. I love all the Screams.
Screams.
Oh, they make me so happy.
No, I love horror movies.
Yeah,
but
they're great.
I just mean that there's definitely a double standard. You know?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, so I think, you know, it's acting. It's not like they were like, he was peeling back her arse and you were seeing her. Like, they weren't like going right in with the camera or whatever. I thought it was done quite tastefully.
They were shot fucking great. Just too good. They're just too good at it, aren't they, really?
Oh, no, they are. I'm like, phew, I could learn a little move there.
Did you find it sexy? Because, like, this girl that I was chatting to about it, she thought they were so sexy, the sex scenes.
Yeah, I did find it sexy. That's why when I said earlier, I was like, actually, maybe I would get off on it. But yeah, I did find it sexy, yeah, for sure. I was like, oh, I want to have sex. Also, we're quarantined. Like, perfect time for a fucking...
Yeah, it's funny because, weirdly enough, they didn't do anything for me in that regard. Oh. I thought they were great, and I was really into how they were shot.
But here, he could have just taken off his shirt. And I'm a big, like, shoulders woman, so I was like, ugh. Like, they could have shown nothing else, and I would have been like...
It's definitely, this series, definitely, I think it's resonating more with women.
Mm-hmm. God, I love a big sexy... And he's such a... And he's a gay lad as well. Oh, stop. And he's country, like...
My brother said in the book it was soccer, but I don't know if he misread that.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
I know, yeah. That's my other problem. He just gives up fucking sport.
When he goes to Trinity, but sure didn't. I guess, yeah, it's weird because he's so good at it. You're right. That is weird. My dad was still playing fucking GAA until he was 55.
Yeah, it's just surprising that he just completely lets that go, you know?
Yeah, that is a good point. I wonder in the book, does he let it go? Because...
He does, yeah. I asked my brother.
That's, yeah. Because he's more into his creative side.
But my brother said that in the book, he doesn't seem as good at, you know, like, he doesn't seem as much of a sports star as he does in the series. I haven't read the book, but yeah. My brother didn't get the impression he was, like, that good at it. Whereas when you watch that scene in the thing, it seems like he's a bit of a star, you know?
Yeah, he's like the cool lad. And...
Yeah, but my brother said doesn't get the impression, but he does a big, like he does in the series, he has a big moment, but my brother didn't get the impression he was, like, amazing at sports or anything. But in the series you certainly think, like, wow, he's really good at it, and then he just completely lets that part of his life go, you know?
Yeah,
not that that matters, just another thing. Yeah, another fucking God, thing
you,
that
you very you spot all these things, or I'm just sitting back, popcorn, cup of tea.
Well, you know, you just get lost in a relationship. Yeah. I just, it's because their relationship was like, it wasn't as engrossing for me as it was for you.
Yeah, it was lovely. I really want to fall in love.
That's the difference.
I'm out here face masking it with people.
Well, I just want them to fucking just, like, ask the next rational question.
Yeah, but I'm trying. I am
thinking. Like, I just want her to be like, "You're bringing her to the depths. What the fuck is the matter with you?"
Yeah,
she's just like, "Yeah, Grant, yeah." Yeah, Grant, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, again, just, you know, when you're younger and you're so thick and you're so mad, and then you don't want to, I guess, as well, I don't know. Yeah, I've been in some situations where when I was younger I could have said something, but I was just too mad. I just walked away and just didn't want to, like, fuck you then.
Yeah. That's all good. Those were the things that were just getting in the way of my 100% total enjoyment.
Also, as well, if she did say that, then he wouldn't have had the crying moment, Des, okay?
So. I get it. It's a narrative.
Yeah.
You know? It's just sometimes when crazy things happen to push the narrative, it drives me up the fucking wall.
And I'm sure in the book it explains more because you hear inside her head what she's thinking.
Well, I did say that to my friend. I said, you know, you read the book. I just feel like sometimes you're getting more back. You know, we, like, it's almost like you need more backstory. Although I have to say, like, I thought they did a great job with the getting across a lot of the subtleties with their facial expressions and stuff like that. But yeah. That's a lot. It's tough to portray that, really. It's a lot in a television series to portray that.
They did great. I thought that was so funny that people were calling it, what was they calling it? 50 Shades of Sligo?
Oh, who said that? I didn't hear that.
A news report. I was seeing it on one of them.
50 Shades of Sligo. Good Lord.
And then, like, the tourism board is using some of the clips. I'm not sure now if there was, like, if someone had said something that they shouldn't, I can't remember, but I just...
Well, I couldn't tell if they were filming it next to Ross's Point there, but I rode somebody in the fucking dunes there in the fucking...
Did you?
Ross's Point. Yeah.
That's great.
Australian girl. In fact, I keep meaning to message her and say, you got to watch Normal People. Text me when you realize why I'm telling you this. But I actually don't know if it's there. I mean, it should be there based on sort of their location, but I don't actually know if that's where it is. It looks like that, but I don't know 100%.
It looks gorgeous.
Could be anywhere in our, you know, it could be anywhere, like... Yeah. But she'll see the Sligo and then she'll be like, oh, I get it. I remember that.
Was that a passionate love affair?
Oh, that was, yeah, that was the first relationship I had after I broke up with my ex. And we're still friends to this day.
That's great. That's a
She's going to marry a Mexican.
Are they both in Australia?
No, that's another complicated. To be honest, she seems to like unavailable men. We're not going to get into analyzing her
shit. Sure, don't we all? She's a woman.
But she's falling in love with another long distance situation, you know? Oh,
yeah. It's good at long distance because you can't see their flaws.
But we have a great friendship. And now that's 12 years now since I met her originally.
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you feel if you were 17 and you were Connell, you would have been like more able to communicate your feelings more?
Well, first of all, when I was 17, no Irish girl was giving it up. So I had two, 16 and 17 in Wexford. By the standards of teenage years, serious enough relationships. But one of them was a proper one. Funnily enough, still friends with her too. She always comes to my Wexford shows. Hmm. A lovely, lovely girl. And she married with two kids. But I messed around. Like I kissed some other girl in a nightclub, you know,
yeah.
Which was a big deal when all you're doing is fucking kissing, you know. I was in boarding school there too. We used to fucking, school would finish at 4 and then you had from 4 to 4:30 before you had to come up and have tea. And I would run down and fucking, there was like an abandoned sort of like ruins. And we would like fool around. She was in her Loretto uniform and I was in my St. Peter's uniform. We would like kiss. And a bit of outside tit. And then I'd run back up to St. Peter's, you know, like, you know, we didn't, that was pretty innocent. But yeah, I think then I fucking kissed another girl in a slow set, you know.
And did you feel awful afterwards? Did you have that first thing of guilt, you know, when you fuck up?
Yeah, I felt bad. And then I was like ostracized. Everybody was mad at me.
Did you call her and leave her an upsetting voicemail?
I can't remember. Call her and leave her an upsetting voicemail so her whole family could hear it.
Oh yeah, forgot that you're old.
I was like, hi, sorry, could the rest of the family not listen to this message?
Sorry, actually, Des, did you write her a letter and just be like, I'm crying.
Did you write a letter? She had a girl from Wexford. Did you write her a letter? Did you write her a letter, did you? But no, I didn't write her a letter. She put up with a lot. I was drinking then, I'll fucking tell you. A couple of times we were together, man, I fucking was acting the clown with the booze, you know? But anyway.
And she didn't get back with you?
No, we never got back together.
So you weren't a Marion and Connell?
No, but it wasn't like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, you know, it wasn't the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't the same level of what they had going on, you know? But I feel like him kissing somebody else or something and her finding out would have been more believable than just like, I asked fucking Rachel to the dance.
And it was just so weird because he had also been like, nothing's going on with me and Rachel. Nothing's like, so he knew she was sensitive about it because she literally brought it up. She was like, have you had sex with Rachel?
It was just so odd, you know?
Yeah, and the fact that he had sex with Rachel before and he's like, we're just friends. Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. But, you know, I'll benefit of the doubt, possibly based on like a real thing, you know?
Yeah. You think so?
You know, with her, like with Sally Rooney, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I have no idea.
I'm excited. I'm going to read more. I'm going to read all of her books now. She only has two. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to read two. I've been reading.
She's only 28.
She's only 28. See, that's great. That's great.
Or she wrote Normal People when she was 28. Maybe, don't quote me on that.
That's great. And I'm delighted for her. But when I hear
that. They say that she's the first great millennial novelist, female novelist.
Fair play to her. But that really stresses me out when I, like, even when I saw that the girl was 21, I was like, God, I'm nearly 30. I need to speed it up. I need to do stuff.
They're fake. They're not real people.
No, but I mean the actress. Like,
they're not even normal.
No, the actress. The actress. She's 21.
Oh, Sophia Edgar Jones.
And look at her, so talented. And
yeah, but she's like, look at her family. Like,
what's her family?
Her backstory.
Oh, I have no idea. Is she?
They're all in the. They're all in the industry.
Like. Oh, she's not Irish, is she?
No, she's English.
Oh, okay.
I think her mother's Irish. Certainly, her mother has Irish connections. But she, her family are in the industry and all that.
Yeah, but yeah, I've been reading a lot.
Anyway,
of-
to compare is to compete.
Oh yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. And plus then when you just start to put pressure on yourself and you just combust. But I've been reading a lot of those relationship-y stuff, so I'm my
pandemic. Oh, really?
Yeah, Leanne Moriarty.
I'm just an old cynic, you know?
I love love.
You love love.
I love love.
But anyway, I'd like to talk about it more, particularly the later episodes. I was very moved. I mean, I cried a lot now watching Normal People.
Yeah, I was bawling my eyes out. When my roommate was hyperventilating. So yeah, we just look at each other and start crying. It was great. Like it felt like good to have something to just let like your cries out or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely found some aspects of it super emotional. I should have actually wrote notes on the moments that I cried. What moments in Normal People made you cry?
Yeah.
But in those early apps, I'm trying to think if you cried when he was crying?
Oh, you know what annoyed me more? Yeah, that got me. Also got me when she revealed about her father, just because it's really hard to do that.
Yeah.
That really got me. And then, because it's so easy to do it, but also he had already said, I love you, and then he went and asked Rachel to Debs. So that really irritated me.
Yeah, that whole thing irritated me.
Yeah, but I love you and not be like, yeah. So that really frustrated me.
Yeah, that whole thing was annoying. That was annoying.
But yeah, so her revealing about her father, that was like, because she has such a hard time in school. Oh, and then when the mother hugged her, when his mother hugged her, that got me as well.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because it's just like someone who can see on the outside who cares. And can kind of see what's going on without saying anything. I was like,
oh. Yeah. The housekeeper.
Yeah.
Fucking traitor.
No, I think. Great
I'm just
mother.
Joking.
Great mother. I'm just she won't let her son turn out to be a bad guy.
Just joking. So he knew already anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He just didn't want to admit it.
All right, let's go because this is like my pandemic body clock is like 5 a.m.
I know, I was actually up very...
Plus, I have the demon dog here.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, yeah, I saw some of your Instagram stories.
The possessed dog.
Oh, I miss Becky.
I gotta take a walk.
I miss Becky.
Well, Becky's got a forever home now.
Okay, fine.
Becky's got like a good life now. Stable for life.
Oh.
That's what a dog needs.
I didn't know dogs were so expensive. I just Googled...
Well, you know what happened? I told Becky.
Oh, no.
Right before I brought him back, I said, Becky, just so you know... I'm bringing another dog to the Debs.
Becky fucking will never answer her voicemail.
Becky was like,
never answer.
Becky was like, yeah, grand, grand.
Yeah, and you'll never hear from her again until you go to college. well, that's great.
So, anyway, guys, you know the usual.
Yeah.
At Des Bishop, at Katie Boyle Comic. And do leave reviews and all that.
Yeah, positive ones.
I like the way somebody left a review like, yeah, oh, I like Dez's thing, but I didn't like this. It's like, but this is what this is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was...
you can't say you don't like the subject. It's like, I didn't like the subject matter. It's like, no. The subject matter is quite clear. If you don't like that subject matter, don't listen to it.
I know.
That's what it is.
It was so mean because it's like, oh, I can't relate to this subject matter. And it's like, but I wouldn't go on to a soccer.
Maybe if I was in high school. It's like, it's a sex and dating podcast.
But also, I wouldn't go on to a soccer podcast and then review it going, oh, I can't relate to this. 2 stars. I don't like soccer. Well, then why the fuck am I listening to a soccer podcast?
Exactly.
What a fucking arsehole. But yeah, no, but it doesn't matter. Just leave us reviews. 5 stars, please. And I put up some extra stuff in the Patreon as well. There's a 10-minute advice thing from Erica Spira. She has a fun podcast as well. So if you guys are on Patreon,
so make
you might
sure
like
to
that.
Go on the Patreon if you want to watch the video. Watch me get increasingly sleepy throughout the pod.
Yeah.
My very long hair.
Oh, and I just noticed, I didn't notice before, but I just noticed that your thing is open at the back. You said that people usually comment on that.
What, the cubbyhole?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's always open.
Yeah,
it's
I didn't very, notice it. Just, I didn't notice it until
it's
right
very
now.
Very in shot right now.
I'm like now looking, waiting for like a clown's face to pop out.
This house is an advent calendar.
Oh, it's a lovely house. But yes, that's great. Katie Boyle.
All right,
comic.
So we'll see it. We'll listen. Oh, Jesus, that's not. It's about. I'm about to shut down. People are really learning. I cannot function late at night.
So thank you guys so much. Des
Bishop. Wrap it up, Katie.
At Des
wrap
Bishop.
It up.
Oh my God! You can follow us on TikTok. I'm afraid I'm going to get deleted because it's the fifth video they've taken down off me.
They're taking videos down on you?
Yeah, they're censoring me.
Stop putting up them dirty vids.
Yeah, I know. I just, yeah.
It's not good for that.
I know. I have a masturbation one up now. Should I take it down just in case?
I don't know. I'm not a TikTok expert.
Yeah, fuck it. Anyway, I'm being silenced. Please follow us on everything. Love you guys.
All right. See you next week.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.